July 18, the Health and Wellness Minister Michelle Thompson announced that the province will be paying for the cystic fibrosis drug Trikafta for children aged 6 to 11.
My name is Michelle Thompson. I'm the MLA for Antigonish, and I am currently the Minister of Health and Wellness, as well as Minister responsible for the Office of Healthcare Professional Recruitment with the province of Nova Scotia. I'm a registered nurse by trade. And have been a registered nurse for about 30 years. And I've worked in acute care, long-term care, worked in community, worked at university health, school health, and I've done about half of my career in leadership role and the other half as a frontline caregiver.
Thank you so much for speaking with me. Can you tell us about the most recent announcement that the government made regarding cystic fibrosis?
So we were really pleased this week to be able to extend the coverage for Trikafta to children over the age of 6. So all Nova Scotians affected with cystic fibrosis now 6 years of age and up will now have the opportunity to be assessed by their physician. And if it's appropriate, then they will have Trikafta as part of their treatment plan.
And what is cystic fibrosis and how many Nova Scotians does it affect?
Yeah, so cystic fibrosis is a genetic disorder that people are born with. Usually mom and dad carry the gene. So that's how folks get it. Each person has to have the gene. And what happens is there's mucus that builds up in lungs, the digestive tract, and other organs. And so it affects over time, the mucus actually will affect the tissue and what we think of mostly is around people's ability to breathe. So people with cystic fibrosis often suffer with a lot of chest infections and really are unwell. And they also have, and certainly this is not my lived experience, so there are others who can speak to this more thoroughly than me, require a lot of care in terms of how they move that mucus out of their lungs, in order to breathe and expand and avoid infections.
What are the causes? I know you said the causes that it was genetic. What is the treatment for this?
There's a variety of treatments, but today we're focusing on Trikafta, and Trikafta has been described as the single greatest innovation in cystic fibrosis history for people who are living with that illness. And certainly, again, to those who have the lived experience of living with cystic fibrosis, certainly I've been contacted by a number of people as well as family members of patients or people who live with cystic fibrosis to say what a change it creates for them in terms of their well-being and their health. So we know that there are 190 Nova Scotians across all ages who are affected by cystic fibrosis. And this current announcement includes 15 children in our province who are now eligible, who are embedded in that number of 190 Nova Scotians with cystic fibrosis.
And how will paying for this drug help patients with this condition? How much would they save financially?
The advertised cost, I guess, of Trikafta from the company is roughly $300,000 a year per patient in order to access this medication. And it will be covered by the provincial government for people.
Who is eligible for provincial funding and what are the requirements?
So there's no exclusions, I guess, is what I would say, other than clinical exclusions. So if someone is not eligible for Trikafta, it is because it is not recommended by their specialist, and they would have very specialized physicians that follow their care. So there would be no exclusions other than a clinical exclusion, and that would be worked out with the physician who's the specialist that's in charge of the care of the patient.
And what other projects is the province looking to support or currently working on now?
Well, we're certainly committed to trying to do our very best to fix healthcare. So we are looking at a variety of things. So recently elected, almost a year ago, and certainly really looking at a number of options. So we want to look at primary healthcare. So how do people look after their health in community with the right primary care provider? And so maybe that would be nurses, practitioners, or perhaps that's physicians, perhaps that's pharmacy, all of the different ways that people can access care, and making sure that we have a variety of different means available, like virtual care. What that's changed during the pandemic, it's really expedited our ability to use that technology to secure care. We're certainly looking at stabilizing our workforce. I put a plug in right now. Healthcare is a terrific job. I've been a nurse for 30 years. And for those folks that are looking for a meaningful career, we have lots of opportunity in this province for folks that want to work in healthcare and not just nursing. There's a variety of different ways people can contribute to the healthcare system. So, as a matter of fact, we just recently announced that we would be increasing the seats for the undergraduate nursing program at Dalhousie, but also the nurse practitioner program as well. So those are just a couple of examples. We're looking at opportunities around virtual care, innovation, and technology. How do we leverage clinical trials and innovative technology? Because we look at innovation and clinical trials as care for people across Nova Scotia. It brings cutting edge innovators, clinicians, and treatments to the people of Nova Scotia. So there's a variety of different things that we're doing. It's an exciting time to be in healthcare. We have folks that say healthcare is where it's at now. This is the emerging and growing field for people to work in and have really great careers.
Is there anything else you'd like to add for Dalhousie audiences?
No, just grateful to have the opportunity to reach out to the Dalhousie audience and have an opportunity to talk to folks. And I had the great pleasure of touring the simulation lab and speaking with some students last week, as well as some of the nursing profs. And we're really grateful for, the healthcare programs and the programs at Dal in general and the vibrancy the university brings to Nova Scotia. So it's been a great opportunity for me to spend time with you today.
Thank you so much, Minister. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.